comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet we call Earth. Thank you for being here at Talk Radio like nowhere else on the planet. It's the show where you matter. I hope you had a great weekend. Did you have a great weekend? I certainly had a great weekend. I got to spend the weekend with my mom. Now, for those of you who live close to your mom, that's not a big deal. You get to see your mom all the time. And if you live close to your mom, you ought to see your mom all the time. But I don't, and I don't live close. And so I, over the years, I've just not been able to spend a lot of time with my mom. And it was a great weekend. You know, she's just past 80 years old. And really, she's 80 years young. She went out and walked with me, and we walked about 3 miles. No problem. She was just a little bit saddened, though, by the performance of her Dallas Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. But then, hey, they're building a new tradition, very similar to the one the Saints used to have. She will kill me now. Folks, we've all heard all of the stuff, you know, about how crystals have energetic properties, energetic qualities. And we've heard lots and lots and lots of people talk about, well, you know, this crystal is good for this and this crystal is good for that. And, you know, a whole lot of folks in the UFO community buy that, and a lot in the UFO community do not buy that. The question is there any reality to it, or is it all, you know, just woo-woo nonsense? Does it have any reality? Do crystals actually have any kind of energetic qualities, and particularly any that could actually be used for our benefit? Now, obviously, if they do and we discount it, then we're throwing away something that benefits us or that would benefit us. If they don't, if they have none of those energetic qualities, if it's all just woo-woo nonsense, then it's a waste of time. So what's the deal? Do they actually have any of those energetic properties and qualities that could benefit us that we hear so much about? Well, tonight is the second show that I've done on this specific topic. However, it's the first show that we have been privileged to have as our guest, Dr. Quyla Ryder. Now, I met her several years ago, 3 years ago maybe. Anyway, at the premiere of this movie Fast Walkers by Robert Miles. You know, we've had Robert Miles here on the show. At that premiere, I met Dr. Quyla Ryder. And as a matter of fact, she was in a group of us that all went out together for lunch. I think you're going to really find her fascinating. And we're going to try and get to the bottom of that question. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I stated before we went away for break, my guest this evening is Dr. Quyla Ryder. And I found when I met her, I think it was about 3 years ago, I found her to be absolutely a wonderful individual, very interesting to listen to, a lot of knowledge. And she, of course, was at the premiere of Fast Walkers. So I automatically, I assume, well, you know, she's interested in UFOs. I'm interested in UFOs. I already like this person. So let me say to Dr. Quyla Ryder, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. We're delighted to have you.
Ah, thank you, Kevin. It's good to be here with all your listeners.
Dr. Ryder, before we get into what we're going to talk about tonight, let me ask you this question. You were at this movie premiere that's all about UFOs and extraterrestrials.
Right.
Do you have an interest in that, or were you there just because you know people that were involved?
Well, both, actually. One of the people from the Chamber of Commerce, the director at that time, was a friend of mine, and she, of course, heard about it and was asked to spread the word and so on from the producer. And so she immediately gave him my name because she knew of my interest in strange things, crop circles, UFOs, and so on. So I was kind of just a right-hand person to the director, to the producer, to try and get all the details handled for bringing people from all over the world up here to premiere this movie. It was quite successful.
It was quite successful, and when you say bringing people from all over the world up here, I want to make sure people understand where up here is. It's Sholo, Arizona, and you can't get there from here.
It's in the White Mountains of Arizona, so that is in the Sholo Pine Top Lakeside area of the north central eastern section of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. And really, if you're driving, it's not hard to get there, but you can't just fly into Sholo. So people that were flying in, many of them flew into Phoenix and then rented cars or found rides or whatever from Phoenix on up to Sholo.
Yeah, we do have a little bit better service now. In the last 3 years, Great Lakes Airlines has come in, and they have service now to some of the major cities, Phoenix, of course, and some of the other areas of Colorado, and I think even up into Oregon and Utah and so on.
Well, Sholo's on the map now.
I think.
Sholo is on the map now, huh?
Yeah, really. Yeah, we have airline service. That's quite good.
Outstanding.
small plane, of course, you know.
Well, it beats tennis shoes, I can tell you.
Yeah, and it beats a four-hour ride from Phoenix, too.
Yeah, yeah. But, boy, I tell you, that is beautiful country there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things I love about it. And I was drawn here. You know how you look back on your decisions. And I know now that it was no accident that I landed here, so to speak.
Well, let's talk about Dr. Quyla Ryder for just a moment. And
okay.
Then we'll talk about what I mentioned at the beginning of the show. You have over 30 years of experience as a nurse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I was bored just being a housewife with three children. So when my youngest was in kindergarten, I started taking classes. And I was encouraged by my husband at the time to go into teaching. But I just couldn't stand the thought of having 30 kids in my classroom and coming home to three more. And I came from a medical background. My mother was a nurse, even though she never used her nursing until I was long gone from the home. But my dad was a dentist, so maybe some of it's, quote, in the genes. But I loved helping people, and I loved if an animal in the neighborhood got injured, they would often, even when I was a child, bring it to me to see what I could do about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think I was kind of designated as a healer, or chose to be that when I came in. So I decided to go into nursing instead of teaching and other choices that I had. And I soon found, first of all, the sciences I loved. The math I could leave behind, but as you well know, you can't do medicine without math. So I struggled through what I had to for getting through prerequisites and entered nursing programs. And I was sitting there one day getting a lecture on cancer and how we needed to be very careful when cancer patients came into the hospital because they're immune compromised. Their immune systems have broken down and they've now got this cancer and they're going to have surgery, so that will further injure the immune system and we have to watch them for infection. And then when we take them down to x-ray, we were told you got to be sure to cover up with that lead apron because, you know, radiation causes cancer. And in those days, this is way back in the 70s, we mixed our own chemo drugs, and we wore these big, heavy rubber gloves all the way up to the shoulder and a big, heavy rubber apron. And we were told, if you drop any on you, you report to the hospital nurse immediately because this is very strong, dangerous chemicals. And I was sitting there listening to all this thinking, I'll never make it through this because this just doesn't make sense to me. How can you possibly be using three modalities on someone who is immune compromised? And these modalities hurt the immune system. So I started dabbling in natural medicine and taking classes, and they were kind of just coming to me. You know, somebody would say, hey, you know, there's this class at the junior college on crystals, you want to go, or on laying on of hands or whatever. So I did all that at the same time I went through critical care in my nursing, became very discouraged at how we treat people towards the end of life. I loved helping. I'm a helper, you know, healer type person. And yet I was frustrated because I thought we, first of all, would not let people die in dignity. There was often all these measures to be done to prolong life one more day or whatever. And so I had a lot of frustrations with the critical care part of it. And so I went into obstetrics because I had had three nice experiences with my childbirth. And I thought, well, that's something that I could do. I could give moms and babies a very, you know, healthy, safe, loving entry into the world. And so I went and became a nurse midwife. And I did that for quite a few years. And I became disillusioned with that part of medicine, too, because we interfered so much in what I saw as a natural process. And as a result, we caused a lot of complications. So I then, through all these classes I'd been taking, had come to a conclusion that the body is electric, that we are made up of, from cell to cell, an electrical communication system, and that when something went wrong in the body, it was because there was a disruption in that electrical communication, according to the same principles that acupuncture and Ayurvedic and other ancient systems had already discovered. So I went and got a PhD in acupuncture and homeopathy, two of my favorite energy system medicine angles, and started doing that in Phoenix first, and then thought, you know, why am I here in the desert? I don't like the desert. I'm going to go to the mountains. Check it out.
Who does? You know, I got to stop you and tell you. I wound up in Phoenix, and every day I tried to figure out you know, that first settler that came through there?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they stop and say, this is it? And I finally figured it out. It was a broken wagon wheel.
Oh, was that it?
It had to be that. They just couldn't go any further.
Yeah.
They were trapped. That's how Phoenix
mm-hmm.
came to be.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of wonderful people in Phoenix, but I'll tell you something.
Of course.
In the summertime, you're living in the northern suburbs of hell.
Or inside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. So, yeah. Now that I interrupted you.
That's all right. We need to have a conversation here. Huh?
Yeah. I'm taking notes as you speak, so.
Okay.
We will be having a conversation.
I came up to the White Mountains with a girlfriend and walked in the hospital. Because I thought, well, I better get a, quote, job, you know, while I'm setting up my acupuncture clinic to get going, you know, to get by. And I was hired immediately because of my credentials. They were short of OB nurses. And I've worked at the hospital there ever since.
Do you still work there?
Now to 2 days a month.
So you do still work there, though, right?
Yes, very, mm-hmm. like I said, rarely,
mm-hmm.
2 days a month. And that, you know, I've asked myself, Kevin, why are you doing this? Because I, you know, obviously my interest and my passion is not in allopathic medicine. It is in the alternative angle. And so I asked myself a few times because I thought, you know, you're well over 65. Go ahead and quit. Just retire. But I do a service there, is the way I see it. A lot of people do not realize what's out there in the alternative medicine field. So if somebody comes in for, a colonoscopy or something, I can say to them, well, do you know what causes colon cancer? And they look at me dumbfounded. Nobody's even brought up the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Yet here they are getting a screening for that very thing. And so I'll give them websites and information so that they can start a search. Because what I realized is if you know what causes something, you know what the cure or prevention is.
Well, that makes sense. Now, let me ask you a question before we go any further. A lot of the... You talked about taking these classes... Along the way, you're doing your nursing career, but along the way, you're taking classes as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these classes maybe are about crystals or laying on of hands or
mm-hmm.
So forth. Now you've already you're already steeped into the education necessary to be a nurse.
Yeah.
Did any of these classes strike you at the time? As woo, I don't know, that's a little bit woo-woo for me.
Well, not really. I had one experience that kind of blew me away. I picked up a Casey book, I think it was Many Mansions, and just read it from front to back within a couple days, and then grabbed every book I could find on him. I was fascinated by him. And so I went to a Casey meditation group there in Southern California, is where I was living most of my life. And they were, you know, meditators, and so they taught me to meditate. And after a couple of meditation classes or sessions with them, I had one very powerful meditation where I'm pretty sure I left my body and went someplace else. And that kind of blew me away for a little bit. And I thought, wow, this is powerful stuff. I need to know more about it, but I also need to be careful and do it so that it doesn't scare me. So I did many meditation courses and reflexology courses. I remember once we were doing a reflexology class in a class I was taking, and there was a man there that volunteered and laid up on the table, and a couple of us were working on him. And all of a sudden, he grabbed his chest and said, oh, my God, I'm on fire, my chest, oh, my arm. He was obviously having a heart attack. So I grabbed his feet, and I was new in the class. It was a fairly new class, in fact. I didn't know what points to rub for heart attack, but the instructor, Nancy, took over his hands and started rubbing points there, because there's a point on every part of the body, you know, that reaches the other parts of the body. So I just grabbed his feet and started rubbing. Of course, paramedics were called and he was transferred, but we got his pain down real quickly. And when we were talking later, Nancy said to me, "Why did you start rubbing that spot on his foot?" I said, "Well, because that's where it felt like I needed to go." She said, "That was the heart point you were rubbing." So a lot of it, I think, Kevin, was instinct on my part and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
That just kind of led me not only to do things like that, but then when I was in nursing, for instance, in OB, to help the ladies relax during labor, we would often give them foot rubs with, you know, going to the acupuncture or acupressure points on the feet that were appropriate for relaxation and or helping labor mm-hmm. be speeded up and so on. So, you know, there are no accidents as you look back.
Well, I would agree with that. Now, what about we just have about a minute and a half here before we go to break. What about the other nurses that you work with? How do they respond to your sideline?
Well, some of them call me Quila the Witch. And some of them come over to me and share privately that they're interested in it also. And as the years have progressed, the American Holistic Nurses Association came along. I was a founding member of that. And there are lots of nurses coming out of the closet. So there's a lot that are interested in these types of healing modalities.
Well, you know, it was the midwives that had to teach the doctors to wash their hands.
Yes.
I mean, that's a matter of history. That's a
history.
Fact of history.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The doctors were killing their patients because they saw no need to wash their hands.
In between vaginal exams, right.
Yeah.
And they would also come from the mortuary or whatever they called the room where they were dissecting the patients to learn how of what anatomy was, and go straight into a laboring woman's room and examine her with dirty hands.
All right, we have to step away for a break. We will be back, folks, right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking this evening with Dr. Quila Ryder, and she is talking with us about an alternative approach. A lot of times, Dr. Ryder, a lot of times when we...
Call me Quila, Kevin.
Okay, Quila. A lot of times when we hear about alternative approaches to... I don't want to say medicine, but alternative approaches to healthy living, health care, so forth. We're hearing from people that don't have any medical background. And that doesn't mean that what they're saying is untrue. But here we're hearing from someone who has over 30 years of experience in the medical field. And you obviously... Well, at least the way I'm reading what you say is that you put more stock in the alternative method. Would that be correct?
Well, in some cases. I think the emergency medical system in our country is incredible. They can put you back together when you've had a horrid auto accident or gunshot wound or whatever. However, at that point, if they would introduce some of the healing modalities of natural medicine based on the fact that there's been a disruption in the electrical system of the body, and that there are ways of speeding up and facilitating the body's ability to heal, rather than giving medications, which are toxic chemicals, and all toxic chemicals disrupt the electrical pathways to some extent in the body, I think they would get further faster in the healing process. Then in the chronic care, such as diseases like asthma or lupus or heart disease or diabetes, I frankly never saw anybody in medicine, at least very many, without doing anything else, get well. They just took more medicine and over a very short time, a few years, got sicker and sicker and sicker. And yet I saw in natural medicine where people were using everything from herbs to various energy medicine ways of speeding up the healing process, I saw people get well and stop having, quote, the title of diabetes hanging over their head, or their arteries were now opened up and functioning well, and the risk of stroke or heart disease was nil. You know, so I think in that regard, allopathic, if you will, medicine has kind of gone off the track.
Now, when we say allopathic, we're talking about what most people think of when you say medicine.
Yes,
basically, exactly. We're talking about needles, scalpels, and drugs.
Right. They cut, poison, and burn is one of the sayings out there.
Okay. All right, now...
Now, here's another good part, I think, of our medicine system here, but it's costing us a fortune, and I wonder if it's worth it, and that's the diagnostic end of it. The MRIs, the CAT scans, the PET scans, the X-rays, and all the various blood testing that they can do, that is very advanced, very expensive, diagnostic systems.
Mm-hmm.
And yet an acupuncturist can take and hold your pulses on your wrist and look in your mouth, look in your eyes, maybe even smell your urine, as gross as that may sound, and get a diagnosis off of that that will tell him or her exactly where the electrical pathways are blocked. And then he can do whatever he or she does in their medicine to help the body heal. So the allopathic model kind of does it to you as far as applying their medicine, whereas the natural medicines, for the most part, based on energy, open up or help the body open up the systems that are blocked so the body can heal. Provided, of course, the living conditions, the nutrition, and so on have been changed, because diseases don't just happen. They're caused mostly by the way we live.
All right. And therefore, getting well is caused as well. So let me ask this question. We hear a whole lot these days about quantum science and how when we think or when we observe something, it changes things at the quantum level.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask the question. I know you know the question, but let me ask it. How much of the positive results that come from these alternative modalities is really not from those modalities, but from the person's belief in them.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question, because, you know, What the Bleep and some of these other movies now on quantum physics and have shown that the paradigm of energy medicine is definitely so. There is no such thing really as a double-blind placebo-controlled study that's pure. However, we have now the ability to do some of the healing techniques on animals, and there is no placebo effect there.
Mm-hmm.
So those companies and those products that are tested on animals and show the benefits at least wipe out the effect that the animal believes it's going to get well.
Well, let me tell you what a person said to me. We were talking about this when I told a friend that you were going to be on the show and what we would be talking about. He said, have you ever considered when they say they do these double-blind studies and then they say, well, this group experienced a placebo effect?
Uh-huh.
He said, have you ever considered what that really means? And I said, well, no, I guess I haven't. And he said, it means their mind did for them what it took a drug to do for somebody else.
And, you know, in medicine, now allopathic medication-based medicine is now screening patients for placebo effects before they will allow them in a study. Because they found out that those who have the ability to really want to get well, or whatever it is, the placebo effect they call it, are now eliminated from these studies because they found the placebo effect people were getting better results than the medication people.
Oh, so, well, and that's bad news for Big Pharma.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's
so
bad.
So they're eliminating them from the studies. There's some sort of test that they give them.
Okay, so in your opinion, this quantum level stuff that happens, is that what is making people get well? Or in, we'll say crystals. Is it the crystals that are making them get well? Or do you think that it takes both?
Well, I think it has both. Whether or not it takes both or not, I'm not sure, because I've seen people who were absolutely positive something would not work, and then when exposed to whatever the procedure was, turn around and say, holy cow, I can't believe this, and do all kinds of gyrations and maneuvers to try and make it hurt again, or walk up and down the stairs to make their breathing bad again, or whatever it is. So I think in some cases, there's no way they wanted to believe it, and yet now they're experiencing it. Whereas others, they get good pain relief, for instance. You can see it on their face. You know they've got good pain relief, but they say, well, no, you know, it's not working, because I don't think they can believe it. Or they have a secondary motivation for having their pain or their disability, whatever it is.
You mean they want it?
They want it. People sometimes want to, for instance, I was working in a rehab rehabilitation center where doctors send their patients after they've had their surgery or they've got a frozen shoulder and they want the physical therapist to work it out. And I offered to do some of the ear acupuncture that I was doing at this center. Now, I can get immediate and fairly profound results from applying pressure to certain parts of the ear for, say, a painful frozen shoulder. And then I can ask the person to move and verify it that they have less pain and it's better, knowing full well it'll get better over the next few hours or days. And yet I would have them come back the next time and say, no, I don't want any more of this. And in talking to them, sometimes it was that they knew they were going to have to go back to work, and they hated their job. And if I pointed out, well, you know, you could make a career choice. Oh, no, I'm 56. There's no way. You know, they had this stuck-in-the-mud negative feeling about it.
Yeah.
So they were just going to keep their pain, thank you, and stay at home and do whatever, you know, they were doing for a hobby,
mm-hmm.
rather than go back and be productive. Or they were getting treated by their wife for the first time, or people around them for the first time in a loving, supportive manner, and they liked it, soaking it up. So secondary gain can take, you know, part of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess I can see that. And plus, I mean, it should be obvious to me that there are people that would prefer the pain. Otherwise, you could not have S&M bars.
That plus think of the medications they're on.
Yeah.
You can't take a Vicodin or a Percocet and not get a terrific semi-drunk-like relaxation effect. And maybe that's the first time they've ever experienced it, and or, you know, maybe they want to escape from their life, and the pain pills do it for them.
Yeah, unfortunately, they'll only do that for a little while.
Yes, exactly. And that's usually when they come to us natural medicine practitioners, when everything else is tried. They've been cut on, they've got rods and pins, and they've had the steroids, and they have been on their heavy-duty medication for years, and then they seek out something that might help them.
Well, what... How to ask this? What success rate would you say, kind of overall, in general, I know it's a ballpark figure, but what kind of success rate would you say the alternative modalities have as compared to the allopathic?
Well, I think it varies. It varies with the practitioner. It varies with the different types of techniques and equipment and so on. And over the years, you know, I've gone from using needles, for instance, in acupuncture and homeopathy to just going into the ear without needles, with just little seeds on the back of tape, because I found it faster and more effective. And that was much more effective than the needle acupuncture.
Okay, we have to step away for break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Dr. Quyla Ryder, and we're talking about alternative modalities for health. How to stay healthy, how to get healthy, and she has a background in, well, I will use the term standard medicine, just the kind of stuff that you're used to at doctors' offices and hospitals, but also has a doctor's degree, a PhD, in these alternative modalities. Dr. Ryder, I had asked, you know, what would be the success rate. Would you consider the success rate, as a healthcare professional, would you consider the success rate of the alternative modalities significant enough that perhaps the medical schools should take a look at it? Well, I guess Dr. Ryder is not with us. I could hear something in the background, but I cannot hear Dr. Ryder. So what we'll do is try to reconnect, but we're not disconnected. I don't know what the problem is. All right, we'll just try to reconnect. And but you know, folks, this whole thing about alternative medicine is a big issue. It's a big enough issue that Big Pharma feels threatened by it. And there are tons of legislative things out there where they're trying to shut down a lot of the alternative modality availability to us. So we'll see if we can get Dr. Ryder back here. And I don't know what happened.
Hello?
I don't know what happened. I could hear you in the background, but I mean, I could hear something moving around, but I couldn't hear a voice. So.
Wow. I couldn't hear you at all.
Okay.
It was gone.
All right. Would you consider the success rate of the alternative modalities to be significant enough that the medical schools training doctors and nurses ought to take a look at this seriously?
Well, actually they are, Kevin. There are numerous side programs now in many of the major medical schools for learning acupuncture, for instance. But there's a big inhibitor. The funding for medical schools now all comes from the pharmaceutical and procedure-oriented industries. So mm-hmm. there is no government funding or private funding for medical schools. So if a school wants to present a class, it obviously has to pay the instructors and have any equipment and so on for, you know, conducting the class, because it's not part of the, quote, curriculum usually. So it has to be an ancillary class offered to the medical students. So it is happening. And then there are a lot of doctors. I guess you would call it waking up, but it's not that they're asleep. It's that they're not allowed to look out of the box, especially when they're in medical school. I've worked in teaching hospitals, mm-hmm. and they are not even allowed to ask those questions, or they get, you know, frowns and disapproval from their staff attendings. So it's when they get out, or if they have a leaning towards it before they go in, many of them then end up with an MD and a naturopathic MD and an acupuncture or homeopathy degree on top of it. So a lot of the MDs now are hurting right now. So we have a huge swell of medical doctors looking for other income streams, because, man, is their income down. The third-party payment system is reducing their payments. Their overheads are going up, and these guys are struggling. And they're nice guys. They are wonderful people for the most part. They really do want to help people. So they're starting to look around. And if you notice the statistics on natural versus, quote, regular medicine, millions of dollars are being spent on natural medicine. Well, let me tell you, insurance companies sure are noticing this. So is the medical profession. So is Big Pharma.
Well, I mentioned before I lost you on the telephone, before I knew I had lost you, I mentioned that they're Big Pharma and their buddies in Washington, D.C., are doing a lot of attacks on alternative modalities. Mm. There are people who, you know, they smile at you and tell you that they're for America and they're for the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. And then, under the table, they're sliding legislation to take away your health care supplements and make them illegal.
Well, and the reason why is because there's big money there. What they're doing is transferring that into their model. So you will have to go to the doctor for a prescription. Well, that's probably anywhere from an $80 to $150 office visit. And then you have to have a prescription for your vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And the vitamin C or the vitamin E or whatever will not be food grade. It will be chemicals from Big Pharma that, frankly, in my opinion, doesn't belong in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's how they're doing it. They're trying to get in through that door also.
All right, let's talk about LifeWave. I saw a video at YouTube of you doing a demonstration of something called LifeWave, and it's my understanding that what I was looking at was filmed live at a chiropractic office.
Yes.
What I saw was a lady who was a regular patient at the chiropractic office, I believe. She, for I think 18 years or something like that, had been getting treatment because she had this terrible pain in her hip and leg, and then also right in the center of her back. You had someone else do it, but they took a little patch of something and put it right on her clothing, right over where she said she hurt, and within a matter of a few seconds, she said the pain was gone, she actually started crying because she was so moved at being pain-free. Tell us a little bit about this. Now, we're going to run into break, but go ahead and start, and then we'll pick up on the other side of the break.
Okay. Well, real quickly, I'll go back to how I found them. I was working at the hospital 40 to 60 hours a week, and then I was also setting up my acupuncture clinic. I'm well over 60, and I'm beginning to wonder how much longer I can keep this pace up, because I am tired. And somebody spammed me, said we got some new patches here that work on the acupuncture principles, and they increase your energy. Well, if anybody needed it, I did. So I said, sure, send me some. So I put them on. I really didn't feel a buzz or anything like what happens when I'd have a cup of coffee and a candy bar in the mid-afternoon just to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that I was adding 3 or 4 hours to my day. I was having to make myself go to bed at night. And I was cool, calm, and collected at work instead of harried and hassled and brain fogged. So I started using them. I started passing them out to clients and friends and family and nurses and anybody that would listen to me. And I saw success after success. Now, that was just with the energy patches. Now they have 5 different patches. And that pain one is my favorite because of what it does for people. That picture that you saw has been repeated hundreds of times in front of me, and it gives me great joy and satisfaction to know that these people can reduce their pain. And then that means the body can start the healing process. So it's not a Band-Aid. You know, it's not temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It actually helps the body speed up the healing process.
Okay, tell you what we're going to do. We have to step out of here for a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I got a question about these patches. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Dr. Quyla Ryder. For those of you who are just now joining us in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm delighted you're here. I am so sorry that you missed the first hour. You missed an absolute universe of information. But you're here now, and I'm glad you are, and I think you'll be glad as well. We will be opening the telephone lines in just a moment. But right now, I've got another question or two I want to ask of Dr. Quyla Ryder. Quyla, we're talking about these patches. Now, all of us have seen patches on television. There's a patch that you can put on that'll help you quit smoking. And what it does, basically, is leak nicotine into your skin.
Yeah.
Which, of course, nicotine in the right form, distilled, just one drop of it, will kill you. Absolutely will. It's a very potent poison that will stop your heart and respiration. We've also seen patches that are for birth control, and basically what they do, you put it on, it leaks the medicine through your skin and into your into your system. These patches that I saw you put on these people, or I saw your assistant that was helping you put on this lady. We're not put on the skin. She put them right on the lady's clothing.
Because these patches, number one, don't have any medication in them. And they're sealed, Kevin, plastic sealed. So inside is a liquid crystal formulation. And crystals have the capability of holding and transmitting a frequency. That's why a amethyst is different from a rose quartz, and you can do different things with it. You can also look at computers and cell phones. They have silicon, which is a crystal that holds and then transmits a certain message or frequency. So that's what this brilliant guy David Schmidt did, is found a way, based on his knowledge of the Chinese energy system, to put a message in there that matches the message that the body has that says, in the case of the energy patches, make more energy and burn it from fat. So you get a nice, long, sustained burn instead of the high up with the carb and then down when you're using sugars. So even though there are crystal sugars and amino acids in these patches, none of them ever touch the skin because, as you saw, we can put them on shoes or hats or clothing, and within 3 inches of the body, they will start to activate, and the body will then take up the message and do what it needs to do. So it even doesn't make the body do anything. It offers the body a signal, and the body then is in charge, which I think is brilliant. The body knows what to do to heal, and it will never hurt itself. It always wants to go towards balance.
So what sort of success rate do you have with these?
With a little bit of practice rate. Now, there's a few things that keep them from working. Number one is placement. So that's why it takes, and since I've been doing it for 5.5 years, I've got my percentages up pretty high. Then you need to have the person very well hydrated. Nothing works right in the body unless you're well hydrated. Then you also need to have minerals on board, because those people who are familiar with electricity know that when you put an electrical charge through distilled water, it doesn't go very far. But if you add salts to it, minerals, voila, you've got good conduction. And it's the same in the body. So those things are the most important things. But people that are highly chemicalized, heavy medications, exposed to a lot of toxic chemicals, sometimes it slows down their reaction. We can usually get some reaction, but if you get good alkaline filtered water in them, even if you're not getting, say they have a pain level of 8 and you've got it down to 6, if you hydrate them with some minerals, even if they're heavily medicated or toxic contained, you can usually then get the pain way down to a 4, 3, 2, 1. Oftentimes gone, like what you saw in the YouTube video.
That's astounding. Absolutely astounding.
And that's why you see the reactions with the people. We call it the deer in the headlight look. You know, they turn around, sometimes jerking around when you're working on their back, and they'll say, "What'd you do? What'd you do?" And I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh, did I hurt them?" And no, their pain is instantly gone for the first time, sometimes in years.
Wow.
So yeah.
I don't know of any other
pain patch, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know of anything else that can claim even a 90% success rate.
Mm-mm. No, I agree, and that's why I was drawn to it, and it's been perfected by those of us that have been using them a long time. Dr. Halterwanger and David Schmidt, the inventor, they both are corporate people who have done thousands and thousands of demonstrations on people. And then there's people out there, Joe Blow, who maybe will hear from some of these people, because this is a worldwide company that has hundreds of thousands of people using these patches. And they tell us, they call us or write us and say, you know, I used this patch this way, and boy, did it work. So we've collected that information, and we've got pretty good databases now of protocols, what to do for, you know, pain in your shoulder, you can't raise it, or, you know, constipation-type issues in the tummy, or breathing problems, or your head, you're not thinking straight, or you can't talk good, those kinds of symptoms. We have patch protocols for the head.
Well, speaking of patch protocols for the head, do you have one that will make my hair grow back?
Well, that's iffy. Because you have male pattern baldness, as I recall.
I think so.
Yeah, and sometimes if you look back in your history, sometimes it is genetic. So genes, to some extent, can be manipulated. We do it every day, as Bruce Lipton has shown us, and others, Dean Radin and some of these other energy guys. But some of it is kind of locked in stone in your genes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain systems in the acupuncture principles that have an effect on that. So we could sure try. And you know what's neat is the company realizes that this is unbelievable. So they give people a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Well, that's good.
You haven't got anything to lose.
I want to open up the telephone lines for our audience to join us, and
okay.
Let me announce the numbers. Folks, the telephone number, as always, here in the studio is 623-444-5889. The toll-free number for USA and Canada, if you need to call me toll-free, you may do so. It is 888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA and you live outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message, all right? You can call us, and we'll be glad to answer that call, or you can send us a flash message, and you do that by going to my website. Scroll down. You'll see right beside the photograph about tonight's show, you will see a link that says flash message. All right, let's go to the telephone. Quila, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay, let's go to the telephone. And, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Perry from San Luis Obispo, California.
We can barely hear you, Perry. I need you to speak directly into your telephone.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, too.
Okay, well, what's important is that we hear you, so go ahead.
Okay. Dr. Quila, I took an interest in what you were saying from the get-go as soon as you mentioned electricity.
Ah.
And I am curious if you have done any studies of your own along the same paths of Dr. Royal Raymond Rice and Dr. Bob Beck.
Well, actually, I haven't myself, but the company has. If you go to lifewave.com, you will see a research button when you click on one of the products down at the bottom. Click on that. The company is devoted to research. In the last 5 years, we've spent over $1 million in research. And some of it, all of it, is along the line of Rife and Beck technology, because we're talking about the electrical system in the body, and that's what they studied. That's what they introduced to us, if you will. In fact, I was just out at the Tesla convention a couple months ago, and it was a wonderful event where David, the inventor, and Dr. Steve both spoke. You can get those videos online, too, by the way, at the TeslaTech.com, I think, is the name of the website. And these people didn't need me to explain to them about the patches. They weren't blown away. They understood it. It was wonderful.
What is your website? I had a very...
Perry, you're going to have to speak into your phone. You're barely even making the needle move.
Yeah, it is. First of all, you can go to drquila.com, and I have information there and links to the company website for you. And it's much easier, drquila.com, than trying to spell out the LifeWave name. And click on research, and you will see thermography studies there, where the pretty colored pictures show the difference between before the patches and after, even on horses. Because we use these on animals, too, you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Perry. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. And if you would like to participate in this discussion, we would like for you to do so. And you do that by dialing that number, 623-444-5889. Let's see, do we have any flash messages that have come in yet? No, we do not. All right, now, well, let's take this call and then I'll answer the question. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hello, Rusty.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Rader.
Hi there, Rusty.
Okay. Boy, I'm kind of interested in what you're doing. I just had my sixth spine surgery in May, so...
Oh. Very familiar story to me.
Yeah. Am I too far gone to help me?
No, you know, that's what's interesting, Rusty, is the working with this technology has shown me that the body can heal anything. And I mean anything. Your history is not at all unusual. Oftentimes people have more pain after their sixth surgery than they ever did in the beginning. And there often is scar tissue that is inhibiting the body from being able to get rid of the pain and or heal the condition. I've even had people with degenerating bones where they were told that they were going to need a knee surgery, and they patched temporarily just for pain and then went back 6 months later for their pre-surgery MRI, and we're told, well, you know, you have healed so much, I don't know that you really need the surgery now. So your body can heal, and that's, I think, very, gives people hope.
Yeah, how about for, I know someone who is, they're 54, and they've had migraines since he was, you know, a young, it's a lady, and they've had migraines since he was, you know, 6'7", or somewhere in there. And they can't find any cause. Does that help anything like a migraines?
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter what the name of it is. LifeWave doesn't claim that they can cure, mitigate, or have any effect on any disease process. But what they do is they know that the patches work on the electrical pathways. The cause of everything wrong in the body is a disruption or a blockage in the electrical pathway in the area, or in numerous different organ systems that control that area. For instance, with headaches like that that are chronic, he may have some little something in his neck, or maybe he's been exposed to toxic chemicals that are stuck in his brain tissues or something, and maybe that's the cause of it. One of their patches, the Y-Age patches, are detox like you've never seen. They are the anti-aging part of the patch technology That's what Suzanne Summers is so thrilled about, by the way. She's now on board as our ambassador. And she is, you know, well over 60 and wanting to stay young and beautiful like the rest of us, and uses everything she can. So she is using the patches, and the YH patch is one of her favorite because it enhances the production of your own glutathione, which is something I've never heard of before, but it's your body's master antioxidant. It gets rid of the junk in your body. So maybe this person with the headaches has some heavy metals trapped someplace that the body could get rid of if it raised its level of glutathione or carnosine.
You know, that makes good sense. There's got, I mean, because they can't find anything, so it just may be something, I call it simple, it's not, but yet it's not like, you know, it's, I don't know.
Well, see, medicine doesn't look at the energy part for the diagnosis much. They look at the physical, the blood test, the x-ray, and so on. Now, MRIs do show energy shadows. That's kind of what they do in the CAT scans. But they know there's a blockage, but they don't know what to do about it.
Oh, I see.
You know, they'll see a shadow or a darkened area in the area, but all they know is to either medicate it or cut it out.
Right. Now, I don't know if you already covered this, but how about insurance paying for this sort of thing? Is that a possibility, or they're not really doing that?
Well,
right now,
there is, in every insurance policy, a waiver capability. And I've not had anybody tell me they've used it for this, but I know they've used it for acupuncture. Whereas you go to the insurance company and you say, look, I'm spending X number of hundreds of dollars on this treatment or medicine, but I have found something that's much cheaper and easier for me to use. Would you please pay for it? And sometimes the insurance companies will go for it. So it's worth a try.
Go ahead, Kevin.
All right. Thanks for the call. Interesting questions. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. I wonder, in the new you buy it or we'll throw you in jail health care plan, if they will be paying for this.
Well, since, you know, my laugh is very cynical, right? Because I've seen over the years that when government is in charge of it, they usually do not go but the way the pharmaceutical and medical industry wants them to go. So who knows? I'll keep my options open, and I'll pray that it happens.
Well, see, the people involved in the holistic approach and in these alternative modalities need to learn from Big Pharma. You need to get together, pool your money, and bribe Congress. They're for sale. Congress is for sale.
But you've got to have the ethics on board to do that. And
yeah.
I certainly couldn't do it.
Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello?
You're live on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling? Okay.
Hello?
623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. Jesse in the United Kingdom says, hi, Kevin. I was curious if your guest tonight has had any patients with a damaged spinal cord and if she had some success of any kind of recovery.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful question, and boy, that's next on my list. I'm getting ready to develop a protocol for someone that I just met a few months ago who has, quote, a bruised spinal column, and I'm going to try and get a research grant from LifeWave to do that research. Oh, I spoke to a lady months and months ago that works in a rehab clinic where she deals a lot with paras and quads. and she was starting to use them, but I've not heard from her lately, so I don't know. Again, payment is sometimes a problem because these people, by the time they get through the surgeries and rehab and so on, and especially if they're inhibited from working, they often don't have the money to buy what they need to buy to, you know, to get healthy. So I don't personally have any, but I hold great hope open for that group of people.
All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's John from Vancouver Island.
Hello, John.
Hi. Just want to ask your guest, this is sounding a lot like you're basically working at the energetic level.
Yes.
And you're using a crystalline structure that's throwing out vibrations that
yes.
do what? That's the part I don't quite call.
Well, the frequency is embedded in the patch. When it gets within the infrared heat of the body, so 3 to 6 inches or so away, the patch is activated. This body picks up the signal if it wants it and uses it. So when you take the patch away from the body, it's inactive. It will stay strong. And when you bring it back into the field of the body, it will be activated again. Does that help?
So these patches are what, like pre-programmed or
yes.
how does that work?
Yes, they're pre-programmed for whatever it's meant to do. There's a pain patch that we've been talking about. There is the anti-aging ones. One says make more glutathione. The other one says make more carnosine. There's the energy patch that says make more ATP or energy and burn it from fat. Then there's the sleep patch that says balance melatonin, serotonin, and go into a stage 4 sleep. Stay there as long as you need to, but wake up easily without any side effects also. And then there's an appetite patch that regulates metabolism and metabolic centers in the body to cut down on cravings and overeating and so on.
Well, I mean, that is so close to pure energetic healing.
Like, it sure
sounds
is.
To me like
yeah.
it's just about there.
Well, and you know, what's neat is the person who's using them is empowered to do it themselves, to learn how to put these patches on, which doesn't require any kind of acupuncture training or anything. The brochures have very simple pictures in them that can be very easily followed for a very high success rate in achieving what you want. And then there's people like me that have been around the company for years and years, and we are available on certain websites and so on for consultations and help if you need it. Huh. There's a new patch coming out too, Kevin. We haven't even talked about that. It's called the X15 patch, and they can go to x-15.com and see a trailer and a demo.
Okay, we'll talk about the X15 patch when we come back from break. John, thank you for the call. We'll be back, folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and my guest this evening, Dr. Quyla Ryder. If you would like to join the conversation, we would love to hear from you, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Toll free in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. Let me say, for those who are brand new, if you call in and try to listen to yourself on the radio, you're going to miss the call because you won't hear me on the phone when I say you're on the air. That's because there's a delay between me and your radio. So when you call, listen to the phone, not the radio. 623-444-5889, toll free, 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
My name is Kathy. I'm calling from Virginia.
Did you say Kathy or Patsy?
Kathy with a K.
Kathy with a K. Well, Kathy with a K, what is on your mind tonight?
Oh, I have been using the patches for over 3 years now in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a massage therapist, and with about 95% success rate, these patches will never leave my practice whatsoever.
Were you surprised, Kathy, when these patches came along? Were you surprised? Did it seem too good to be true?
Absolutely. I must have chased everybody that even appeared to limp or hold their head in pain or have their arm in a sling. I chased people down and just tested the patches out one by one by one, and it proved to me over and over and over again that it was true. I personally didn't have much pain and still don't have that much pain, but those people that I meet that have pain, a good 95% of them are out of pain within 2 to 5 minutes at the most.
Outstanding.
Within a few seconds.
Outstanding. Kathy, thanks for the call.
It's longer than a few seconds. It's quite frustrating, and there are a couple of cases that that does happen. But like Kyla said, it's usually because of hydration and placement.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I liken the practitioners who use these patches as electricians that are blind, that have to fix the overhead light, that have to find the broken wire in the wall without knowing where it is. You know, the pain is an indication of where the problem is, the broken electrical flow. So we usually start with that spot, and once we find that spot, usually within a couple of movements of the patch placement, then we're 100% pain relief.
Hmm. Yeah.
Outstanding. Kathy, thank you so much for the call. Very interesting. There you go. There's somebody else using the patch. Patches.
Yeah, they're used all over the world, Kevin. I think we're shipping now to 90-plus countries and hundreds of thousands of people using them. Why isn't this been on CNN, by the way, I wonder? Or Fox, or MSNBC, huh?
Well, I don't know, but, you know... yeah, but at least you're on the number one UFO paranormal talk show on planet Earth.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you're in 143 countries tonight. So
probably
that's not bad.
A lot of them using the patches.
Yeah. 623-444-5889 is the number here in the studio. The toll-free number for USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. If you have a question for Dr. Kyla Ryder or a comment, we would love to hear from you, and you can transport yourself here magically. You don't even have to have the Enterprise transport room. All you have to do is push these numbers on your phone, 623-444-5889, and it will transport you right here to the studio, just as it has this individual. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Lenny from Mississippi.
Hello, Lenny. Lenny, listen to the phone, not the radio.
Yeah, I'm here, and I just wanted to call in and share what has happened with my wife. For 10 years, she was bedridden, had lost total use of both her hands and arms from a disease called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, an extremely painful disease. She was on massive amounts of morphine. She had a spinal cord stimulator implant and was ready to give up the ghost and leave our life because of the pain, and there was no hope. A year and a half ago, we found LifeWave patches on the internet by accident. My wife is now off of all pain medication. she is now bathing herself, feeding herself. These patches are literally miraculous. They have given us our life back. We also use them on our dog. We live down on the Gulf Coast where the toxic effects of the Gulf oil spill has affected all of us, and we use the glutathione patches to help combat these toxins that are in our system. And I just wanted to share this. Anybody out there that is doubting the reality of what all of these patches do, they are real.
So your wife has pretty much regained everything she had lost.
Absolutely. She was literally bedridden. I had to feed her, bathe her, help her in the bathroom. She literally could not use her hands, either one, because of pain. She was a nurse, and for some reason it seems a lot of nurses come down with this particular nerve disease. And now she feeds herself. She even does a little cooking. She walks our dog. She's no longer bedridden, not in a wheelchair anymore. And her pain levels now on an average day are between 1 and 3. When they were on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 plus at all times prior to using these patches. And that was even with the morphine and the spinal cord stimulator.
Man, that's an outstanding report. That's phenomenal.
Not at all unusual, Kevin, for us to hear this kind of stuff. And good for them for keeping it up, because obviously it's a somewhat rigorous chore to put these patches on. I guess a lot less than it is to be bedridden and giving up hope for a decent life. But, yeah, we hear these stories quite frequently.
Lenny, I want to thank you for the call. Is this the first time you've called the show?
Absolutely. I have heard of your show before, but when I found out that it was going to be about this type of medicine, and then, of course, with Dr. Quila, that's why I called in tonight. I wanted to give some support or maybe suspend some of the disbelief that some of the listeners out there are having right now. Because there was no placebo effect with us. I got these patches out of sheer desperation, thinking that it was snake oil, but we had tried everything else that Western medicine had to offer for over a decade, and I didn't expect them to work. My wife surely didn't expect them to work, but they worked.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations to you and your wife, and all the best to both of you. And let me play some applause for you here on the air, which is what we do for first-time callers. Thank you, Lenny. All right, 623-444-5889 is the number. The toll-free number, 888-223-4599. You know, it's doctor, it's really, really, really hard to combat someone's personal account like that.
Yeah.
You know, because all they're saying is, hey, here's how it was, here's how it is, and since we started using the patches. So, you know, I was amazed. As you know, when I called you on the phone to ask you to be on the show, it was right after I had seen that video.
Yeah.
I was amazed. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Hi, Kevin. Quila, I have a similar background to you in that my father was a dentist. My mother is a retired physical therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation?
No.
It short circuits the pain.
It
interrupts the pain before it can get to your brain.
Right, nerve block, like things. Yeah.
It's based on acupuncture, but it uses electrical stimulation.
Right.
And I just it's hard to find those things, even though they've been used for years. But what you're describing sounds an awful lot like a more advanced form of this.
Well, it's a little bit different, though, because, you know, in acupuncture, we would put a needle in and we would put a TENS unit with alligator clips on the needles. And all that does is really add a different frequency, electromagnetic, and we use magnets, too, by the way, onto the needle. But what happens when you stimulate an acupuncture point is you are opening up the pathway that's blocked. Then the body takes over the healing process. And the reason that I was so enthralled with the patches was that, number one, the person could use it themselves in their own home. They didn't have to come to me once every other day or so for weeks sometimes to get the pathway to stay open. They could do it themselves at home. This is very empowering, and it increased my income and my ability to reach more people because I'm leveraging my time. So the way the patch gives the signal, it matches the signal that the body uses naturally to open up the pathway. So in a way, it's not like the stimulators or the acupuncture stimulation, or even like the nerve stimulator that Lenny's wife was using. It gives the body a signal, and then the body does it totally on its own. It's not making the body do it. And I think that's brilliant. Yeah,
I have a question for you. Do you have anything that might help brain injury and or shock?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because that's my favorite part of the body. Because what I found out is the brain controls everything, doesn't it? And so what we've developed over the years, after seeing a few instances that kind of blew, as I call it, my nursey mind, because I certainly never saw anything like this in medicine. Say somebody's had a stroke, and they're 7 years, in this case, my first time patching the head, 7 years post-stroke. Now, there's nothing after about 6 months that they will do for you. You know, they do the therapy, and then they say, you're not progressing, that's it. Go live your life. With your, you know, in this case, it was a doctor down in the Philippines. He had right-sided paralysis. His speech was very impaired, and he couldn't move his arm or leg. Within 5 minutes, I had not only his speech improved by putting patches on his head, but he was moving both his arm and his leg. Now, my eyes were bugging out at that one. His family was crying. His daughter was exclaiming, "Daddy, you know, you haven't talked in a sentence for 7 years.
Hate to do it, but we'll have to get the rest of that on the other side of this break. We'll pick up right there when we come back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are talking with Dr. Quila Ryder this evening. And, Quila, when we went away for break, you had just begun telling us this story about this doctor in the Philippines who had had a stroke. And within 5 minutes after applying the patches, you were seeing some dramatic results. Let's pick up there and hear the rest of this story.
Okay, well, this gentleman was the first time I had ever put patches on somebody who had a massive brain injury, especially that old of a one. I had done, of course, people that had pain in their head or, you know, bumps and cuts and those kinds of things, but those were recent. This is 7 years old. And when we left him, he was walking much, much better without his cane. He was talking and moving both of his right and left feet. So I got the idea to start patching up everybody I could find that had any kind of a, quote, head issue. Like if you think about people that have shaking in their hands, that's a neurological thing. Well, where's our central nervous system? In the head. So we started spreading the word and patching up people with just the energy patches and the YH or anti-aging patches, the glutathione and carnosine. And we have seen dramatic results with people. Sometimes within minutes, their shaking stops or slows down. Their speech or their gait is improved, or their balance. I remember one lady, when she stood up, she'd had a stroke a few years before. She stood up, she just slowly fell over. Well, with the patches on her head, she was able to stand and stand still for a much longer time. And of course, then the longer you wear them, the more your brain has a chance to regenerate cells or do whatever it does to repair the damage. So that is very dramatic, I think, and very hopeful for a lot of these things that medicine really just gives up on or medicates them to cover up the symptoms.
All right. I want to read a flash message from the United Kingdom. This is from Davey, and he says, Dr. Kwila, what is your take on research into the quantum nature of positively charged or restructured water with regard to healing, whether prayed over or responded to positively in any form, and its ability to communicate? Do you think positively directed intentionality is of any significance, considering our brains are about 50% water and our bodies in general are some 70% water?
Oh, I do. I certainly do. You know, Dr. Emoto from Japan kind of got that word out to the world about how you can affect the structure of water, and he showed it by freezing the water and looking at the crystal structure. And he did some of that with just intention. And so definitely I think that because we are so much water, that drinking, first of all, very good, healthy water is vital. And our water supplies across the globe are being grossly disrupted and contaminated with chemicals and medications and substances that don't belong in the human body. So filtering your water and structuring it so it goes in nice and fast will definitely help the healing process. You can't proceed the healing process without it.
Well, that sort of gets back to what I was asking about, you know, the quantum level.
Yeah.
Observing, having intention, projecting that intention. Quantum physicists tell us that it does change matter when we do that. And so a lot of what I think would be considered woo-woo in the past is beginning to have some scientific underpinning.
Yeah, there's some validity now that we can see it with, you know, scanning electron microscopes and all these beam accelerator, I forget the name of the machine that visualizes it, but yeah, you can see it. So here's what we're doing with the patches too. Now this might blow you away. We're taking the patches and we're putting them on our water glasses. And we are, on top of the signal already in the patch, we are putting our own loving intention into the water through the patch, because it has crystals in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crystals can hold and transmit frequencies. So we are kind of doing that with our water and with our cell phones. We're putting patches on our cell phones with the intention that they shall be harmless to the electromagnetic fields of the body.
Now, you'll have a pretty good success rate with the cell phones, but I'll tell you how you can achieve a 100% success rate. Throw it away.
Yeah, and who can live without a cell phone these days, Kevin, huh?
Me? I don't have one. I don't have a cell phone. No kidding. If I'm not in my studio, I don't want to be contacted.
Oh, well, that's true.
You know, and I keep very regular hours, about 20 hours a day. and I can be contacted in the studio. But if I'm not in the studio, I don't want to be connected.
You're gone.
I'm gone. That's right. Gone fishing.
Well, that is one way to limit your accessibility, for sure.
Well, and it also limits your exposure to radiation.
Big time.
However, every single meal I eat,
you're going to get hit with everyone else's cell phone frequencies.
Not in my studio. You can't bring one in my studio.
No, I'm saying outside.
Oh, yeah.
The minute you walk outside, you get hit with all the cell phone stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't hold it up next to my head.
No, I mean, even if it's not a cell phone, the waves are in the air.
Yeah, they are. And every single meal that I eat, if I prepare it, it's microwaved. So I'm that's not good.
No.
So maybe I should patch the microwave.
Yeah, really. Start to turn on the burners.
Yeah. Well, you know, and now this is a little bit off topic, but I got to tell you, the best food I ever ate and the most comfortable heat that I ever had in the wintertime was all done with a wood stove in Serbia.
It was
fabulous.
My whole house with wood, and in the winter I often cook on it.
Yeah.
Because I love it, too. I love the feel of it.
It's very comfortable. All right. So people have heard about these alternative modalities and why you're involved with it and what kind of success rate. They've heard about these patches. Tell us again where they can go to get more information about all of this stuff.
Well, the easiest and the fastest is probably drquila.com. And I have links on there to the main website where you can click on the research. You can go to lifewavetraining.com and look at videos where David explains exactly how he has devised the patches and what they work on, and videos from all over the world with people using them and talking about them. So that's probably the best, drquila.com and lifewavetraining.com.
All right, and folks, drquila.com, and it is doctor, so it's D-R and then your name.
Correct, yeah,
okay.
Sorry about that.
All right, so drquila.com, and or lifewave.com.
Correct.
And drquila.com is a good starting point. So
yeah,
just click on that.
Lifewavetraining.com.
Lifewavetraining.com.
Yeah, right. Lots of information on there.
Dr. Quila Ryder, thank you for being with us tonight.
Email me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they can call me, email me through the drquila.com website.
Okay. Thank you for being with us tonight. We're out of time. Stay on the phone with me for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's a wrap for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.